alternative.
Warning. Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour, the Friday edition. The day after the January 6th hearing edition, we got Dominic, we got Fancy Brian, we got Evan screening your calls at 844-967-2789. And before I forget to thank him, James Santel, what a great resource he has become. A close friend, a confidant, a lawyer when you need to, you know, call one late at night just in case. And also a talk show host, James Santel, Morning Cannolis. If you were unaware, make a note, 9 to 11 a.m. right on the Devil Radio app and the, you know, 92.7 here in Madison. And of course, the Shaw down in Milwaukee, 540 a.m., 101 FM. Give them a listen. You know, but we had to leave some for the morning listeners. The morning
9 to 11 on Saturdays, though, right? Saturdays? Every Saturday.
And replayed on Sunday, if I didn't say that. Live tomorrow. So that's a good thing. Fancy Brian, I got a message into Mr. Clayfish. We'll clarify that off the air. But yesterday, the ratings, well, you know, it's not exactly the Super Bowl, but the J6 committee hearing more than doubled the impeachment figure, more than doubled the Trump impeachment. Lots and lots of people tuning in. And Dom, I know you were partying, so you had a good time. You had Santel to explain it to you, so you know you probably expanded your knowledge as well.
Man, I was surrounded by very smart people, and I gotta say, Kuchka came. He brought the popcorn. Thank you, Scott. It was a lot of fun. Thanks, Terry, for putting the sound on at the Roman coin. It was much needed. I'm a little tired, but we'll keep on going. The ratings, specifically the Hill reporting, ABC took the largest haul. ABC, the broadcast, had 4.8 million. NBC and CBS had 3.5 and 3.3 million, respectively. Crudy, as you mentioned, MSNBC pulling 4.1 million. And Fox, what'd they do? 3 million. And CNN came in place, third place from the cable networks at 2.6 million.
The Foxy Business News, they did broadcast it on their, you know, their other channel, the Maria Bartiromo channel.
Yeah.
280,000.
223, yes, 223,000.
Oh, my bad. I overestimated.
Yes, don't overestimate. Want to be factual here, according to The Hill, between 8 and 10 p.m. So that's 2 hours pulling at 223.
Well, Dom, you add the 20 million that listened on the Devil Radio app last night.
I mean, you know, we're not even talking streaming numbers.
You know what? I was surprised that people chose to listen to it on our stream. You know, knowing that if they had a smartphone and they were streaming it, they probably could have streamed the something else. But, you know, we appreciate the you chose it here, and we love you for it. And we'll take your grievances. But, Dom, you had a few more bones to pick with, you know, the former.
Some of the sound from last night I thought was relevant. I'd like to maybe play just a little bit of that, and we'll get to your call. I know you played some earlier, but I think Liz Cheney, just 2, 3, and 4, Brian, from Liz Cheney from last night. The hang Mike Pence and your dishonor will remain. I know James Santel, he quoted it. It was when she said this last night, we just kind of looked at each other. I was like, wow, it was very compelling. If you're ready, let's do the cut number 3, the hanging of Mike Pence.
And aware of the rioters' chance to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, maybe our supporters have the right idea.
That doesn't seem like a guy who's going to call. It doesn't seem like a guy who's ready to call the cops and have them come and get rid of these. And this is the other thing. And we don't have the sound. Let's go one more of this one. The dishonor quote, if you would please. Fancy Brian. Liz Cheney last night cut four.
I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? And General Milley testifying, or at least some of the sound from him last night. And as the testimony went and the conversation went and the presentation went, you know, Donald Trump did exactly zero. That's why I was asking Gary, our caller, 187 minutes. What was Trump doing? You know, why did the Pentagon have this memo saying you can't, you know, engage with the rioters the day before this all came down? 187 minutes. And apparently Vice President Pence was adamant, was all over it. Get the people down there. Get our defense. Stop this right now. And then what? So Mark Meadows is trying to like shift to hell. Let's just say like pretend like Trump is doing all this. I mean, the whole thing was just a crap show. And of course, it was all in effort to support and do exactly what Donald Trump wanted to do, which was overthrow the government. He wanted your vote not to count. He wanted to stay in power. That's what this was all about. And that is not okay.
She said something to that effect, Liz Cheney, right? He woke up that morning knowing it was his goal to remain in power, despite the court rulings, despite the evidence, despite, you know, Bill Barr, despite Ivanka, despite everyone told him he lost, he wouldn't accept it. You know, there are some real parallels between Gableman's petulant act here in Wisconsin and Trump refusing to acknowledge the outcome of the election.
Fascist, authoritarian a-holes. That's the common theme here.
You know, it was interesting, though. You talked about the fact that Mike Pence had to call in the troops, call in the defense. On Fox News, you know, the questions, what did Nancy Pelosi know and when did she know it? Why didn't she do more? The intelligence was out there. Why weren't they prepared for this attack? And, of course, because the White House didn't want them to be prepared for this attack, right?
Right.
What else did we learn? We learned that U.S. Rep. Scott Perry ask for a pardon,
which he strongly denies today.
Oh, he denies it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So. Scott Perry has not cooperated with the committee despite a subpoena to appear, and Liz Cheney kind of threw his ass under the bus. Now, Perry was among a group of multiple Republicans in Congress who sought presidential pardons for their roles in attempting to overturn the 2020 election. So effectively, she accused him of a crime. And Perry's spokesman says, it's a ludicrous and soulless lie.
Soulless.
You know, they think because the Trump supportive, hate Liz Cheney, right? She's going to lose her office over last night, if nothing else. I mean, she's done. She's primaried. She's not going to be the congresswoman from Wyoming any longer. Some other interesting...
Well, let's let that election play out. I mean, come on, man.
Well, I can do math. Donald Trump can't do math. He can't figure out why David Perdue lost, but I can tell you why Liz Cheney's going to lose. A, math. B, because she showed courage, because she did the right thing. And the right thing, there's only one right thing if you're in Trump land. If you're a MAGA supporter, loyalty is the only thing. Liz Cheney didn't show loyalty. If anything, she sacrificed her own congressional seat to take down Donald Trump with evidence. And it stinks. It's got to burn. I mean, Trump, you know it had to taste like burning last night. We also learned Pence had to plead with military leaders as Trump refused to intervene, right? Well, why didn't Nancy Pelosi do more? Well, I think the White House had called off the guards, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Stand back and stand by? I guess that theory goes for all sorts of different groups, including what? The D.C. National Guard.
He placed no call, this according to Milley, talking about Trump. He placed no call to any element of the U.S. government to instruct that the Capitol be defended. Actually, technically, Liz Cheney is the one that spoke that last night. We learn anything else, do Dom? You know, on Fox News, they're saying it was a capital size nothing burger, nothing new, nothing we learned here. But even Brett Baer was, you know, kind of late at night. Shannon Bream had Brett Baer on. He looked kind of sweaty. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, some of this was pretty stunning. Here's another, you know, revelation, perhaps. The panel will examine Trump's interference with state officials and the creation of false electors. I took a lot of heart from that statement. You know, because they, you know, had the fraudulent electors here.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
It's something of a point of contention. It's one of my big grievances.
And Josh Call, you know, Wisconsin's attorney general, maybe you should be looking into that. One other thing we learned, courtesy report at the Independent, Sean Hannity, here's what he had to say. This is now about a security failure of incredible magnitude, and they don't even seem to want to talk about it. The one person that looks good is Donald Trump, said Mr. Hannity during the discussion with right-wing journalist John Solomon.
Now, we know what Hannity was texting.
At
right, we've seen the handy text. Yes. He was telling Mark Meadows, tell the boss to call off the dogs. I mean, he was basically the shadow cabinet, Sean Hannity.
I'm not sure Hannity wants to be highlighting the security failure. Because as far as my read is, the security failure was purposeful, orchestrated by Donald Trump specifically.
Oh, I think you read too much into all the evidence of criminality against the former president.
Because the president didn't say that I specifically ordered my appointee to the Pentagon after I lost the election to put out a memo declaring that the D.C. National Guard could not engage my supporters. He didn't say that out loud, you know, because he wanted them to, you know, ravage the Capitol. But he did it just because he didn't say it to you on tape. Doesn't mean he wasn't responsible. Doesn't mean he didn't do it.
Well, just because he didn't say, you know, go perpetrate the coup d'etat is mostly because he couldn't pronounce it. But come back with us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, airing of the grievances encouraged around here. Unless you're CJ, because I know you didn't watch. Did you, CJ?
Let's
We're
going to
ask.
Let's
Maybe
find
we'll,
out.
We'll give him a minute. Later. Later in the
Later.
Hour.
Hang on.
More Devil's Advocates. We'd prefer to hear from you. But I'd prefer to know. And I can't wait for the testimony coming up Monday, 9 o'clock, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Thursday, 9 o'clock, the following Monday, the 21st at 9 o'clock, and then a primetime wrap-up with Adam Kinzinger on the 23rd. So it's going to be a big week for special events right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Come back with us. We'll tell you all about it.
Now you're going to believe me or your lying eyes.
This is Banana Republic crap.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Go calls are welcome. It's Friday. We air grievances. Plus, there's this little committee hearing last night. Want to know what your thoughts are? Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
We go into the phones, Tom. Who's next?
Let's do that. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Happy Friday, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I have got this wrong, but it seems to me that the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers were already mobilized and scoping out the Capitol and marching
yes.
down upon it while Trump was still speaking.
Correct.
So
the time Trump spoke, they had already done their reconnaissance, and if I understood the testimony of the documentarian, they had gone out for tacos.
Right, and they were fully there. You know, it had nothing to do with his speech there. They got fired up by his speech and were just a spontaneous kind of thing. This was a planned out event, and there'd been contact between. It sounds like it's probably going to come out that there was some kind of contact between the Trumpstoids and these guys. You know, for this whole, all the planning of this kind of thing.
So a 7-part plan. I mean, directed by the president, according to Liz Cheney, Republican. Mark, absolutely. What is being implied and soon to be laid out in an evidentiary fashion is that Donald Trump was pulling the strings. He wanted the Proud Boys. He wanted the Oath Keepers. And then he incited the mob to follow them in a militaristic fashion. They went and blew through the doors, and the mob followed them in.
And it just is horrifying to see how they assaulted, you know, Ron Johnson. Oh, it was just a bunch of tourists come walking in, and they just kind of found an open door and kind of just kind of wandered in. BS, Ron Johnson. And kudos to Liz Cheney to not guarding her tongue and actually letting a word slip out, because we heard today about, you know, one of the children down in Uvalde, the state of the bodies of those children, that we can hear that on the our broadcast news, we hear that on the radio, that script, that vivid description, and they're scared to let us hear the words we hear all the time from slipping out on the street all the time. I mean, it's like little Ralphie on the Christmas Story. Where did he hear the old fudge? He heard it from the old man, because his old man worked in profanity like the old masters worked in oils. I mean, that it's time for the FCC to get, you know, to let this guy, let the occasional utterances come out, because if they would have had just the tapes going last night, those rioters were swearing at those police officers, calling them every name in the book, and that it is just, it's ridiculous that the FCC is worried about something like that, that we have to worry about occasional utterances.
Mark, I'm going to cut you off, man, because the FCC might be listening right now, and I want to clarify, that's Lister Mark talking trash about the FCC. I'm just fine with the policy, FCC. Leave me out of it in the short run, because, you know, we do feel like our obligation as broadcasters, and we have a greater responsibility than super
you could
cool.
Possibly imagine. Wait.
Well,
what?
You know, we're not just super cool radio hosts. You know, we got a greater obligation to broadcast things like this. That decision was made by me, Evan, our fine screener and producer. Evan was a part of the broadcast. Evan had to actively participate in the broadcast last night because we knew it was coming. We had seen the impeachment. I mean, they don't sanitize their profanities in a hand-to-hand combat war zone. And they didn't really sanitize it last night on the TV. I wasn't worried about the couple of malarkeys dropped, but, you know, we did dump them.
844-967-2789. I just want to, you know, the testimony, Officer Caroline Edwards, was certainly moving. But and then seeing the video of the hand-to-hand combat, I mean, I just don't understand. And were these officers not armed? I mean, I've seen, and we've seen reportings of cops shooting people for so much less.
Because they feared for their lives.
And these people are literally getting their asses kicked, right? And nobody discharges a weapon, save the one service inside the Capitol when they finally breached the house. Nobody outside had a gun. No one shot. No one feared for their life. I mean, if this was Black Lives Matter during that protest and this happened, I have to say, I believe in my heart there would be a whole lot of people shot. And that didn't happen in this, because a bunch of white people went and attacked that Capitol.
I'm not sure. Fallone, the officer, I think he gave Fallone, maybe, I don't mean to mispronounce his name, he had given prior testimony that he wanted to withdraw his sidearm, and he was worried it would be taken from him. Close quarters combat, man, it's hard to even get a gun out and start shooting people. And I'm not saying I've ever... I've been in fist fights. I've never been in, you know, handgun fights. But think about how much courage. If you are armed, the fact that you didn't pull out the gun and just start popping off rounds, I mean, that speaks a lot to the character.
Says a lot about a lot of things. One of them is about the whiteness of the crowd. That's my point.
844-9. I allow you, FCC, and other listeners, you, Dominic, to make that point. 844-967-2789. Drew from Marshall, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to get Gary up to speed. The crime was not the riot. They didn't tie Trump to the riot. The riot was a distraction. It was one of the seven parts or whatever. The crime itself is trying to illegally overthrow the election. Forget about the riot. That was just a small piece of it.
But Drew, we're going to find out he was behind the riot as well. That it was financed. It was organized. It was part of the greater plan, I suspect. But please continue.
But I thought they could have done a better job last night of pointing that out. I mean, the riot was just a piece.
he's going to be tied into all of it. But it's been nice to tie him into it last night, right away, right off the bat. All right, that's it.
Take care, Drew. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for listening to the greatest radio show ever. We know you feel compelled sometimes. We're compelling you to call us at 844-967-2789. Your Friday grievances, your observations on the January 6th. But if we ask you and you haven't watched it, we're dumping your ass right away. If you didn't have or listen to it on the greatest radio station ever, Devil Radio, some of you are listening right now. Come back. Join the political party, 844-96-PARTY.
I called the FCC.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show rolling through the happy hour, the Friday edition. That's always the happiest one of the week. Your call is always welcome here at 844-967-2789. Going there next. But a couple of quick updates from the state of Wisconsin. The Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels has been allowed onto the ballot, the challenge to his ballot signatures, bad address or something. It has been denied by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and I believe host Mark Thompson, who does a show on Monday nights here and also happens to be a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, said, you know, the exception we just made, letter of the law says Tim Michaels not on the ballot, this Trump-endorsed guy, but we use the spirit of Wisconsin, effectively said, you know, the people wanted him on. He didn't mislead them in any material sort of way. There is no fraud being perpetrated. Put him on the ballot. Clearly, he had enough support. But, you know, guys like Abelman, other people would, what, throw people like Mark Thompson and Jacobs in jail for making an administrative decision in the midst of a pandemic. And, oh, yeah, the guy that would like to throw them in jail, or at least, you know, has been the tool of Trump, Michael Gableman. Just talked about him just a bit. Well, he was in a Dane County courtroom today being quite contemptuous, and he was found in contempt of court. So, you know, Republicans being bad.
The former Republican Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice assigned
by... Well,
that's
a nonpartisan role, Dom.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't shown any colors, has he?
No, not at all.
I love his... When he came out of the courthouse, and apparently he stormed out. You know, he took his ball and went home. The judge found him in contempt of court. I mean, he's just basically chastising a judge from the witness stand. And then he went out and he said, well, you know, if I'd ever treated anyone the way I was just treated, you know, like God is my witness, you know, I hope to do better or something of this sort. I'm thinking, you don't recall your interaction with Mark Spreitzer? You know, the shame on you. Shame on you. You know that. I mean, this guy's been contemptuous. He's been judgmental, right? You know, if you got a nose ring and purple hair and you're unmarried living in sin, well, you must be a Democrat.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
Yeah, this guy. That pugnacious, petulant, corrupted, overstuffed former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Contemptuous. Throw that in the category. Contempt of court. The finding today and the explanation really beyond. You know, he wasn't even charged criminally. It wasn't like he was a defendant. He was there under an administrative law code. Public records. Why do you keep destroying the records? Why are you destroying what is effectively evidence?
Well, I can't keep it all. I do what I want. If you're going to hold that against me, well, screw you, Judge. I'm taking my ball and going home.
So that's the latest. There's your update, people. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some callers like Glenda from Madison. Welcome, Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you guys how much I enjoy looking forward to hearing you at this hour every day. It's just awesome to hear you two together. Oh, you're welcome. And I wanted to tell you that I was listening to Tom Hartman yesterday, and either he made this statement or one of his callers did, but apparently there's a right around 600 windows at the Capitol in Washington that are reinforced, okay? And there are 12 that are not. Well, guess what windows these guys went through?
Yeah, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the malicious sorts, the militaristic sorts. Yeah. They did reconnaissance. They found the weak points in the perimeter, and they were at the directive of, you know, we can only assume Donald Trump at this point because that's what Liz Cheney said, but at the directive, at the bequest of Donald Trump and perhaps some intermediaries, these guys were there to break a hole, to breach the wall, and to open a hole for the mob to come in and, let's just say, hang Mike Pence.
That just sent chills through my body when I heard that. I thought, wow, this is just unbelievable what these people did. It's just unreal.
Glenda, did you watch until Officer Edwards, the Capitol Police officer, was talking about like people slipping in the blood?
I heard that, though, when I was listening to the news today. I heard that on a show, and it was unbelievable. The poor woman suffering from a concussion. Yeah, it can take a really long time to come back from that, too. So these brave officers risking their lives for these people, it's just unreal.
You know what, though? On Fox News and right-wing talk radio, they wouldn't see it that way today. You know, they're supportive of their patriots. You know, they were there to uphold the outcome, the will of the people. Donald Trump yesterday was bragging, Glenda, you know, his greatest movement of all time.
Right. Right. But the will of the people is the majority of the population. And the majority of the population is thinking that this was illegal and they should never have done this.
Yeah, but if it weren't for those 3 or 4 million illegals that they let vote. That's what Trump said in 16 when he won, Glenda.
Right.
Really appreciate you listening, Glenda. We look forward to people like you calling us. Also, friends like Chris from Sun Prairie. Chris, did you just have a birthday? Is someone in the family
happy birthday,
a Gemini?
Chris.
Yeah, I did.
You know who else's birthday it is? The lovely and talented Mrs. Salvia.
Yeah, Steffi's birthday is today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Mrs. Salvia.
It's birthday month for all of us, isn't it, Chris?
Birthday month. So, wow, what a big birthday month. We're going to have to do something one of these birthday months. Maybe we could all go out and celebrate. That would be fun.
Well, I seemingly get invited on Fox News at least once a year on my birthday.
Well, that's no fun.
No, not really. Chris, I didn't mean to keep interrupting. Your political thoughts?
Well, you know, when I was watching this, what keeps on going through my head is, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to go to Washington again and walk around to senators' offices and speak to people and, you know, ask them about legislation. Before all this happened, you know, I would go down there with different groups, and we could go down and talk to them about legislation. And I don't know if we're ever going to get to do that again because of what happened here. And I think that explains, people were talking about the police and why the police didn't shoot anybody. I think the reason is because they are very used to dealing with people that are protesting. And generally, protesters in the United States that go to the Capitol are peaceful. You know, I mean, we might make noise, you know, we might have signs people don't like, but in general, we're peaceful people, and we're looking to put pressure on lawmakers to do things, but we don't look to harm anybody.
Sure.
So I think
sure, but Chris, I mean, looking at those videos, especially yesterday, I mean, it really became glaring to me to see the pretty white police officer testifying about the terrible incident she went through, and then think to myself, well, I mean, if that were a bunch of black people, I don't believe for a second. And even with the protests issue that you bring up, you know, once they're streaming in and breaking windows and hitting cops with you know, at some point there is a I fear for my life kind of thing, right?
No, I hear you. I think something went terribly wrong. I think there might have been some, I don't know, some kind of stand down on some level of some people.
Yeah, probably coming from Trump. That's part six of seven.
Well, when we were down there with our groups, we would be followed by a group of no less than 30 or 40 police all over the building everywhere we went. Although they're used to us, you know, if we got out of line, they'd arrest us. So we did get, you know, they weren't always real nice. But that's, I was just saying maybe that's why they didn't shoot anybody. But when I watched it the first time on live stream, when it was happening in real time, and I saw people going through the scaffolding and going into the window, I was flipping out. Yeah. I was going, oh, my God, they're breaking into our Capitol. I was telling my husband, come on, look at this. My God, they're breaking into our Capitol. And I can't believe we're here this much later. And nobody's in the higher echelons up in the Trump world has really been put in prison for this yet. And I really hope that this will wake people up, because we're losing a lot if we don't do something about this. We can't let this stand. We just really can't. This was a plot. I mean, there's plot. I think there's kind of like plots within plots. Like, mm-hmm. I do think the whole coup was inside the whole riot. You know, right. I think there were people that knew more about the more inside plan than just the people that kind of were, like, for lack of a better word, the useful idiots that they brought down there to, you know, do the beating up of the police, you know. So,
well, the mob at the gates would also potentially pressure Mike Pence to do the right thing, as Trump would describe it, or potentially it would cause a delay in the Electoral College count. And what do you know? If you got to, maybe you declare martial law. I mean, there's lots of ways this could have played out. I mean, hell, people had zip ties. People had weapons.
Yeah.
There could have been a dead vice president, a dead speaker of the House, a lot of other Congress people being held hostage. The Proud Boys, my understanding is, they plan on sticking around. They plan on not leaving. Their goal was to hold that higher ground.
Right. And this is why they all need to go to prison. They really do. We need to put these people in prison, every single one of them, particularly the leaders of the plot.
The leader of the plot is Donald Trump.
Right, and some members of Congress. There are members of Congress that have been implicated, and they need to go to prison, too.
Sorry to cut you short, Chris. Our lines are just jacked right now. Really appreciate you calling, 844-967-2789. Pat from Milwaukee. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Well, in the words of the greatest douchebag of all, Rush Limbaugh, ditto to what you just heard from that very, very enlightened woman from Madison.
Mega dittos, Pat.
Anyway, what I have to say today is that, pardon me?
No, just teasing, Pat. You go.
Okay. Well, what I have to say is that in recent years, with people like Limbaugh and others, they started to call the Democratic Party the Democrat Party, or emphasizing rap. Well, I think we ought to rename the Republican Party. And it's as simple as this, the Repugnant Party. And that's all I have to say today.
Well, Pat, I like your contribution. It's just as good as a grievance.
No longer the party of even, I can't even think of Speaker Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney. I mean,
they seem so foreign, right?
I know
that was four years ago that Paul Ryan left as Speaker of the House, and those seem like kinder, gentler days when it was just about giving tax cuts to rich people.
844-967-2789. Let's keep going on it. Should we do it? Let's do it. We'll go to caller number three. Hello, caller. I believe this might be CJ. CJ, we're only going to take your call if you watched the presentation last night. Did you watch?
Yeah, I taped it and watched it.
How much did you watch?
I thought this was Grievance Friday, and I've only been on hold for an hour and 15 minutes. That's pretty quick for you guys, but that's okay.
Well, it's been an hour, 10 minutes, and 36 seconds, technically.
Well, how about my... My grievance is we now have a president that forgot D-Day again. That's a proud moment.
He didn't send out a tweet until 6 p.m.? That's your big grievance, that Joe Biden's not running a timely social media account?
What?
Joe Biden tweeted out about D-Day like at 6 o'clock at night, so it wasn't early enough in the day for you? Should have been an early morning tweet?
I was actually eager to talk to Jim Santel because it's funny how he only believes in certain laws of the Constitution.
Well, Santel, good news for you, CJ. Starting tomorrow, Jim has his own show, what, 9 to 11 on Saturday?
Well, he already started. He did it last week, and he'll do it again tomorrow morning. Morning Cannolis with James Santel, 9 to 11. You're not welcome there, CJ.
You can always call. We take all callers, I would imagine. Jim may as well. We're going to come back, take more of your calls. We appreciate you hitting us up at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll be right back.
Because I'm unhappy.
Shame on you.
I'm unhappy because I eat.
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
That plus crap. It's a bit nuts.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this Friday. Join us right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, new reporting at the Rolling Stone says that Jared Kushner was up to his Weasley eyebrows in the coup plot. Only, they claim he bailed out early, like he sensed it was going to go bad. Let me read just a little of the recapitulation here. Kushner absolutely was intimately involved with Trump's scheme to overturn the President Joe Biden's win in the 2020. It's just that he bailed on the mission early to save himself. Well, I can't wait to hear that evidence. He is a slimy sort. And Rudy's got to get brought up at some point, don't you think? We should.
Rudy,
you
know, Roger Stone, Alex Jones. I mean, there's lots of folks that need to get talked about yet.
You know, it's going to be difficult to do the day drinking games next week. All the testimony starting at 9 in the morning. But, you know, a little Irish coffee, and do your best. We will play it out right here on Devil Radio, preempting other lineups. So be patient. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, Monday the 21st, and the primetime coup de grace on June 23rd. So tune in for it, please. 844-967-2789. A few new names. John from Sun Valley. John, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
California, not Idaho.
Well, that's the better Sun Valley.
By the way. Anyway, I wanted to call up because I was listening to you guys talk about how they found the unreinforced windows to break and how there were no shots fired. And I just want to say to everybody that this was an inside job constructed by Donald Trump just as much as if he constructed that scaffold by himself. Nobody can make a scaffold, a hangman scaffold like that, unless they have permission ahead of time. Now, not only were the police unable to draw weapons or even perhaps even have weapons, but Chris Miller, acting Secretary of State, sent a memo telling the National Guard to stand down and not to use any force on these white people or whatever skin color or political affiliation they were. So if for all those people who think that their government wouldn't do something like that, well, guess what? Wake up. It would, and it has, and more in the past will come out about inside jobs of what this government does to its citizens.
John, normally I would think, man, that tone seems conspiratorial, but I think you're like 98% right on the money.
Right on. Chris Miller, not Secretary of State. He was the acting Secretary of Defense from November 9th, 2020, after Trump lost the election, until January 20th of 2021. I mean, the guy was put into place to put out that memo specifically. I mean, I'm with you, John. Absolutely. I've been harping on this since I found that memo existed. So thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's get them all in. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, what really concerns me is how relatively little I have heard about this first hearing. There's little on TV, except when it's going on. There's little on the web. Even on your station's newscast, it's all, oh, inflation's up. It's higher than it's been in 40 years. Oh, the market crashed today. That's terrible. Let's look what's happened to your 401k if you're lucky enough to even
have Jack, is your Google broke, man? I can't get through a news feed. Every single source that I look at, the Washington Post, The Hill, Salon, Raw Story, the Journal Sentinel, CNN. I mean, everybody's, the New York Post. I mean, Fox News even has a little bit. Jack, what are you talking about?
Well, it seems to me like all I've heard on the newscast has been, sort of like the one of these Pixar animations where somebody says to the dog, squirrel, and the dog freezes and only looks for the squirrel. Yeah, I'm concerned, really. Despite all the viewers, there's going to be a huge number of people in the middle who still are going to think this is all just about politics. They'll be distracted by this bright, shiny thing called inflation. They're going to vote the same way they always have or not vote at all. The Democrats, I'm worried that they're not going to come out in midterms, like statistically they have not in the past. Without these voters, the Republicans are going to take over the House again, do exactly what they did when Walker cheated his way to Wisconsin's governorship. They'll stop the investigations. They'll destroy the evidence. I guess I'd like your opinion.
My opinion is you're being a hell of a pessimist, man. You're harshing my buzz on a Friday afternoon. I love you, Jack, but, you know, man, come on. How about we just win the midterms? How about the Roe v. Wade, the overturning thereof? I think that's going to be an engaging thing. The January 6th, Jack, I don't know what news you're watching, but watch again. Watch the 6 o'clock news tonight. You're going to see more coverage, and it's going to be another week of coverage. And that's about all the attention span the American people have. So 12 hours, that's probably enough, Jack. And then a conviction wrapped up nicely on June 23rd. 844-967-2789. All the hosts calling in. Pizza Box Mike from outside the Pizza Box. Saturdays at noon right here on the Shaw and Devil Radio. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, even the Devil Radio troll CJ called in again. He's on every show, man. That's awesome. Oh, breaking news, man. Maybe this will cheer people up. Gableman's been arrested, and they're thinking that there might be possible homicide charges.
Come on, man. You sound like Jesse Waters on Fox News now. Don't be Tebow in the audience, Pizza Box.
It's on the news. Apparently, he's being accused of eating a fat bastard.
I ate a baby.
That's what he says every time he gets a check from boss. Get in my belly. $11,000.
You know, he claimed
in court, Pizza Box.
Pizza Box, he claimed in court today he didn't have the resources to fully honor the open records request. They're $200,000 over budget at this point, and the same judge said there's no evidence you've actually done any investigating for the last year plus, whatever it's been.
Christ, he's tiny.
He's been eating lobster and drinking pounds of butter. That's where all the money went. Who didn't know that? And who the hell didn't know that that was just a gig for him? And right when this came out, it's kind of like the January 6th thing. Everybody's like, new evidence. Damn, man, November 2020, I knew something was going to happen at the Capitol. I can't believe it. When did they, make the final decision on December 7th? Oh, yeah, talking about the Patriots, man.
Mike, I got to cut you off. Lots of people to thank, including retired Brigadier General Jerome Jones, my earlier guest, James Santel, the greatest. Listen, tomorrow morning Cannolis with James Santel.
And don't forget the Friday Night Live going live in the Shaw starting right now.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Did you see the memo about this?
I wrote this stuff all down. Although I don't need it because I have a really good memory.
And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.